الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم لأتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وأن أيمانهم وأن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم When someone has an enemy and they know that that enemy will attack them or will do something to harm them, then the person who needs to defend themselves, they have several ways by which they seek to defend themselves. So one thing they do is they build up their own strength. I mean, just, you can even take example when there's wars between countries, right? So one thing the country will do when there's a war between two countries, countries will build up their strength. The other thing they try to do is they try to weaken their enemy. And the third thing that they do is they try to figure out the plan of their enemy. So they put spies in hidden places, they put spies in order to find out what is my enemy planning. So that if they know the methodology that the enemy intends to use, it will give them one leg up when they try to defend themselves. So they'll place these spies in different places and they put a lot of emphasis on what kind of reconnaissance those spies gain. They analyze that information, they go through that information, they decide which of it is good, which of it is bad, which of it will be beneficial, and then eventually they incorporate that into their plan of defense as well. Same thing in the case of us and our great enemy, Shaitan. In our battle with Shaitan, which is really where the battle lies in Islam, we have three ways by which we defend ourselves. Number one, we build up our own strength. So we do acts of ibadah, we read the Quran, we purify ourselves, we give zakah, we fast during the month of Ramadan. All of these things, they enable us to become strong. And that strength allows us to withstand the attacks, the whisperings, the planning, the plotting of Shaitan. The second thing we do is we try to disable Shaitan. Right? We try to weaken Shaitan. And there are many ways by which that occurs. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, He inherently weakens Shaitan. For example, the month of Ramadan. Sometimes we have been taught certain ways by which we can weaken Shaitan. For example, calling the adhan draws away Shaitan. Right? It pushes away Shaitan. Similarly, we've been taught just a very simple statement that we use all the time, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Right, so you recite that statement and that pushes away, it repels Shaitan. So that's the second way by which we defend ourselves. And the third way, which is actually very interesting, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran, in different places, actually quotes Shaitan. Actually puts in certain quotes of Shaitan for us to be able to understand how Shaitan works. Now, you think about it, I mean, if you're going to write a book, right, and you decide that you're going to put together a book, the last thing you're going to do is quote your enemy in that book. In fact, you're not even going to take the name of your enemy in that book. But in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite Shaitan openly being an enemy to Allah's creation and to Allah Himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in places actually quotes Shaitan. Now, the benefit of those quotes is that it allows the people who are going to be affected by Shaitan to understand exactly how to defend themselves against Shaitan. So, I just read to you an ayah. And actually, this ayah is a quote from Shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quoting Shaitan in the Quran. And in this quote, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us with such deep wisdom, because basically we're spying on Shaitan.